Over decades, throughout South Korea's modernization, the country has maintained many of its Confucian patriarchal social customs. In the last 5 years, however, some of these have begun to change dramatically. Most notably, the divorce rate has gone through the roof. The birth rate, on the other hand, has fallen sharply. The modernization process appears to finally be catching up in the social realm. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
It's a busy morning at the Sunwoo dating agency in downtown Seoul. There are more than 50 employees here, and one of them, Kim Min-kyung, is making a call to one of the 50,000 people on the company's database.
여보세요? 네, 박 선생님. 네, 안녕하세요. 선아 안영숙입니다.
Dating agencies have become increasingly common in South Korea, but Ms. Kim deals with a relatively new section of the company for divorcees. 10 years ago, the agency had no divorced customers. Now they make up 10 to 15% of the clientele. And Ms. Kim now has people on her books who've been divorced not once, but twice. Sunwoo's CEO is Lee Woong-jin.
여성들의 반란인데, 그러니까 그 우리
This is a reflection of the women's revolution that is going on in Korea. It all stems from education. Before, women were subjected to Confucian education values. But now Korean women are receiving Western education, and this has led to changes in their consciousness. And women have become more vocal about their needs and desires.
Traditionally, patriarchy was not just part of the social system here, it was the system, and it still is in some ways. But the pillars sustaining that old system are falling fast. Last year, the South Korean divorce rate was one of the highest in the world, almost as high as the United States, and the majority of the divorces were initiated by women. That's not to say there's no longer any stigma attached to divorce, but divorcees are less likely to be consigned to a life of social exclusion as before. The empowerment of women in South Korea, though, also has a flip side. At a trendy restaurant in the capital's Itaewon neighborhood, three young unmarried Korean women who've all spent time abroad are getting together for a meal and a gossip. If young Korean women don't want to fit into traditional roles any longer, they don't want their men to either. They want thoroughly modern men who wash dishes, change diapers, and talk about their emotions. And therein lies the problem, says Catherine, who's in her late 20s.
The reason we're single up to this age, I guess, is because it is so difficult to find that kind of guy. That's the ideal person, the ideal guy, which really do not exist here, in my perspective. So I kind of sort of gave up on Korean guys, so I'm hoping that Korean Americans might be a bit better.
She says there are still decades to go before Korean women achieve equality and Korean men get with the program. Her friend Song-ju is less pessimistic, but puts her finger on the reason, at which her friends nod in agreement.
The problem in our society now is women are changing really fast, but the men cannot keep up with the pace.
Korean patriarchy is not dead, she says. Young Korean men are just torn between what their girlfriends want and the more traditional role their parents still require. 28-year-old Soo says in-laws and having to visit them every weekend are one of the biggest problems.
Treating your in-laws, mother-in-law and father-in-law very well and being polite to them and paying visits to them, it's considered like a moral duty for the daughter-in-law. So I would say that very extremely few Korean husbands or the husband's parents would agree to it if, for instance, I tell them, you know, let's just cool it off for a while. I want to spend my weekend for myself.
The changes are not necessarily filtering right the way down to the less educated women in society. But as more and more Korean women are saying no to the roles of the past and putting personal happiness first, it's also affecting other areas. Oh Jung-hwa is director of the Women's Institute at Ihwa Women's University in Seoul.
Many of women decide not to marry. And even though they get married, they decide not to have children. Many of the couples decide to get just one child. So the birth rate is really decreasing.
In Seoul, the birth rate is less than one, she says. For the whole country, the rate is only just over one child per family. It's a part of the change that's going on here, but the revolution is not complete. Korea is still a male-dominated society, she adds, but just look how far we've come. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Seoul.